the pioneers came to understand it. In 1901, a new view is introduced. Sister White opposes that view to her deathbed, but today that new view is the view that is the majority view in Adventism. It's the view that generally gets put in the books that touch on the daily. It's the view that is in the current quarterly. If you're following our newsletters, you can see a passage where Sister White very clearly says that that view that is currently the predominant view in Adventism came from the devil. And most people aren't aware of that because they haven't been studying prophecy. But we know that the daily it must be significant because the opening passage that we looked at in this presentation, Sister White was quoting verses 30 to 36 of Daniel 11 as the pattern for the final fulfillment of Daniel 11. And it's those verses that describe the history of the daily. So obviously, if you have the wrong history, the wrong understanding of what the daily is, then you're going to have the wrong pattern for understanding these final verses of Daniel 11. If you're of what appears to be the majority of Adventism, where prophecy is a doctrine at best, then you probably don't care one way or another about whether you have the right pattern or not, because all you're concerned about prophecy is Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Revelation 13, the standard understanding of who those powers are, and you're not expecting any further light to come about these powers and the things connected to these powers. But the daily, this argument in Adventism, is one of the stumbling blocks that Satan has placed in the path of history to prevent us from having the correct understanding of these verses. And brothers and sisters, I'm not opposed to the book Thoughts on Daniel and Revelation by Uriah Smith. I'm in agreement with what Sister Wright says. It's a book that needs to be widely circulated. From my understanding, I've never seen a book that does a better job on setting forth Daniel and Revelation. And of the problems that I see with some of Uriah Smith's understanding in those books, he upholds the pioneer, the correct position on prophecy more than any other book that I've ever seen. And the modern books that come out on Daniel or Revelation today, they have much more a denial of the pioneer position than he did. There's just a few areas where prophecy was still future to his day that he took a shot at understanding something and he was wrong. And because of this, as we've been going through these verses, we have been taking a little bit of time to deal with Uriah Smith. Now, if you happen to be listening to this tape or this series and someone has